O dear Lady Elizabeth, which art outright and virtuous queen, God hath endued thee with mercy and faith, as by thy works it may be seen. Wherefore, good queen, I counsel thee, Lady, for to beware of the spirituality, most dear lady. Have you not read of your progenitors, which was before you many a year, how they endured many sharp showers, as by the chronicles it doth appear, and many of them came to evil hap? Lady, and all was through the forked cap, most dear lady. Have you not read of William Rufus, the second king here of that name, how he was slain most marvelous all through the cursed seed of Cain? Tyrell killed him with an arrow, lady, yet some men said he shot at a sparrow, most dear lady. Have you not read of good King John, how by them he was undone? The Bishop of Canterbury, that wicked man, accused him to the court of Rome. They interdicted his land, as the chronicle saith. Lady, a monk poisoned him to his death, most dear lady. Have you not read of the second Richard, who was the Black Prince's son, how they handled him full hard and famished him till life was done? In Paul's they made him a funeral. Lady, to blind the people's eyes with all, most dear lady. Have you not read of the sixth Henry, which was a good and simple man, the Cardinal of Winchester, truly made him lose that his father wan, the good protector, his uncle dear? Lady, the priests kept war with him a long year, most dear lady. Then came your father, King Henry the Eighth, which was a prince of victory, and he deposed them all straight when he had spied their idolatry. If this be true, as true it was, Lady, God grant your grace may do no less, most dear lady. Then came your brother, King Edward, which was a good and virtuous child, and to God's word he had regard, but the wicked priests hath him beguiled, and raised up trend tales in every place. Lady, and some of them preached against his grace, most dear lady. Then came your sister, Queen Mary, and for 5 years that she did reign, all that was done, Edward and Harry, her wicked priests made it but vain. They brought in again the Romish lore, lady, which was banished long before, most dear lady. Then God send us your noble grace, as indeed it was high time, which doth all popery clean deface, and let us forth God's true divine, for whom we are all bound to pray. Lady, long life to reign both night and day, most dear lady.